Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. The middle of winter can be a tough time to get through, but it's an ideal time to sit back and go over some of the basics. Now, when it comes to baking, there are several techniques that are indispensable, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino is here to take us back to culinary boot camp.
I don't know about that, but don't be scared. People I don't think about this, but we do have sort of this five basic techniques for baking, mostly cakes. And each of these techniques requires, well, not all of them. Some of them require a little practice, and they're all used for different applications. Mm-hmm. So let's start with the easiest, which is referred to literally as the all-in-one. It's the least successful method, but certainly the easiest. And all you do is put all the ingredients in a bowl, mix it up, and bake it. Again, if you're in a rush and that's what you want to do, it's fine. The cakes tend to be dense and dry, but certainly it works. Mm-hmm. The second method is referred to as the melting method. And this will give you a much moister but also denser cake. And so basically you just are melting butter with sugar. Until when you get it melted and the sugar's dissolved, then you'll be adding eggs, whisking that in gently. Then the dry ingredients, and big component of that is the chemical leavening agent, whether it's baking powder or baking soda. Mm-hmm. And again, it's an easy technique. Melting sugar with butter isn't hard. But again, you get a dense, you don't get a fluffy cake, you get a dense cake. And it's really, just a quick aside, it's really crucial in all these methods whenever you're baking is to make sure that your chemical leavening agents are fresh. Your baking powder, your baking soda, they're chemicals and they have a shelf life. So if you can't remember when you bought it, it's time to buy new stuff.
That's good advice.
I mean, since most people bake during the holidays, I just, as a rule, throw it out and buy new every December because it's inexpensive and it's terrible to go through all this work and fail because your chemicals don't work.
Yeah.
You know, that's an easy fix. Anyway, that's the melting method. The third method is the whisking method. And this is one where there isn't a chemical agent involved. We're beating together. And it's, you can do it by hand, but it works better either with a stand or a handheld mixer. Basically, the eggs and the sugar until mm-hmm. they become fluffy and light and very pale in color. And then you're going to fold in the rest of the ingredients, but no butter, just all the dry ingredients. And so it's a great cake that has a low fat content, and it's usually very light and fluffy. So it's a great method. Mm-hmm. The fifth method is the rubbing method. And this is when you're going to get your hands dirty. You basically, using with your fingertips, rub the fat and the flour together. And mm-hmm. what, usually the fat's butter, but it can be lard. And you want to get it to like a breadcrumb texture. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to add the sugar and do the same thing. And then finally mix in the liquid ingredients. This is really good for like crumbles and short crust. And it actually does make the perfect scone, the rubbing method.
Uh-huh.
And then the last one, which is the hardest, is the creaming method, where we're going to be using some sort of physical force. I like to use the stand mixer with the creaming paddle. And you're basically beating sugar and butter together until it's pale and fluffy. And you're adding air at that point. And this is going to be a sponge cake type consistency.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest part here is gently adding the eggs so they don't get sloppy, and then mixing in the dry ingredients. But if you can master these five techniques, then you're going to be great at making all types of cakes.
You'll be ready to go on TV for one of those shows.
Oh, sure. Perfect.
Thank you so much, Jerry. We're going to put this all on the website.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White, for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.